Good afternoon. It's Friday. It's September the 29th, 2017. I'm Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence. There's three words on which I focus on each and every Friday afternoon. Those three words: healthy, positive, and proactive. Now, today you can see that I am joined by Angel Cruz, who is our bilingual instructor at the Academy of Cleaning Excellence. Well, we're going to be talking today and conversing about the challenges of working with and communicating with different nationalities and their language barriers. So, Angel, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, Dave, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I know you've avoided this show for quite a number of months already.
Yeah,
so
I pretty much try to avoid it, but unavoidable now.
So now we got you here. So tell the audience who you are and how you come to be about the bilingual instructor.
Okay, I came to work at Gem Supply nearly 20 years ago, and I started at a little customer service office we used to have on the other side of the building. From there, I started working at the front counter, where I encountered that a lot of Spanish people were actually wanting somebody who spoke Spanish to be there. So it was a challenge, you know. And after that, during the course of me being here I started working for the Academy. I started teaching at the Academy, Spanish and English classes, but now it kind of looks like it's mostly Spanish classes that I'll be doing.
Well, I think that's some of what we're talking about today, folks, is the fact that, you know, if you have bilingual instructors, mm-hmm. what we find is that people really assimilate the information better when you only talk in their native language.
Absolutely.
Yes. And whichever that may be. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of bilingual people on the other side that English is their main language, but they may know French, but right. They don't want to talk in French all the time.
No, you're right. They also want to, you know, sometimes it's just not a different dialect. There's also something called Spanglish, which is they can speak Spanish, but they throw in English words, or speak English and throw in Spanish words. And that's kind of like something.
So is that where you started?
That's where I started, exactly, up in New York. You know, my parents spoke Spanish at the house, only Spanish, but for some reason I caught on both, and they would get upset whenever I would start out a sentence in Spanish, throw in a couple of English words, and you know, that's where it began to get a little, oh no, we need to fix that.
Okay, so the population in the Kissimmee area, where you work day in and day out, mm-hmm. is mainly Hispanic.
It's mainly Hispanic, yeah. It's actually growing more and more each year. It's a different Spanish dialects, actually. People from South America, the Caribbean islands, you know, they're all coming down or are here, and it's kind of like a something that we have to try to work with all the different dialects, because, you know, you don't want to offend nobody. You want to make sure you're using the right terminology.
So what we're saying here is, when we're talking about Spanish, we're not talking about Mexican Spanish. We're talking about the different dialects of Spanish.
Yes, different dialects of Spanish. You know, for example, I have customers that come in and say, "Do you speak Spanish?" And I'm like, "Yes," and they speak to us in Portuguese, which is a totally different dialect from Spanish. But they have words that I can understand, and they can understand me, so it kind of works in many ways, but it's not Spanish. You know, it's Brazilian or Portuguese that they're speaking.
And so you had to learn those dialects.
I had to learn those dialects pretty quick, because I'm going to tell you that I have a lot of customers who are from Brazil or Portugal, and they starting their own businesses, and that's a language that I had to pick up kind of quickly.
So whenever we're here at the Academy and we're trying to instruct a course, mm-hmm. you know, we have a printed word, you know, that we put out.
Right.
And one of the things that we're working very hard to do for 2018 is to provide to you a complete dialogue, printed version, online version, everything in Spanish, so that what you can do is better communicate, right?
Absolutely. But, you know, sometimes when we talk about printed dialect, or we talked about Googling, like Google Translate, for example, they're not exactly, I'm not going to downplay Google, but they're not exactly helpful, because some of the words are just not the same meaning.
So you're going to tell me that the translations that I've done using Google Translate...
Totally wrong. No, I'm just
totally kidding.
No. But
that's why we're talking about it, right?
Yeah. You see, Google Translate will give you the basic. You don't even know what kind of Spanish, because like I said, there's different dialects.
How many different dialects?
Oh, Lord, I can't even count, Dave. It's just so many.
Well, see, I've had some experience with another company that I've worked with,
right.
And we found 13, and I don't even know if I found them all.
I don't know. Sounds like there might be more out there. So,
but that's the whole issue.
It's
one of those things that we need to communicate these terms completely to them.
Absolutely, which is why when I start out the courses, our education courses at the academy, I have an icebreaker where I'll just tell them, okay, listen, my Spanish is from Brooklyn. Well, you know, they just get that as funny. I said, my Spanish is from Brooklyn, so. If there are words that, you know, I'm saying wrong, please correct me. And believe me, throughout the whole course, it's not that they're always correcting me, but they're always trying to teach me a certain word. Maybe you should say this word.
But, you know, as instructors, we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
We're coaches as much as instructors. And I think that's a part of the blend of a live class mm-hmm. versus an online. You can't do that online.
No.
You can't be helping each other. And I think we learn... You know, as we have since I've come here, we've been learning, and that's why we're doing this for 2018.
Yes. Well, the thing about the online classes that if they want to take it, the big benefit that they have is they can ask us, come back to us and ask us what does that mean if they don't exactly know the meaning of a certain term.
So if they've taken the online and then they come to a live.
Right.
But if they come to a live to begin with, they can just
read. They can just, you know, correct me, and then we can work at it together, which is actually really a cool thing to have in our academy.
Well, people are graduating from your classes, so apparently you're communicating right.
Well, they're not going to get a certificate just for sitting there. They need to, you know, I want to get it across every aspect of what we're teaching and training, you know.
Absolutely, and so I think that's the thing is this is communication of... not just how to do. We've talked about this before.
Yes. No, it's not just it's not just about how to do it. We have to learn. We have to make sure that they understand everything from the training to the from the training that we give them on the board or on the screen to the equipment training that we do on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't, you know, the printed word is the education.
Is the education.
You know, the testing is the education.
Education.
But there's the hands-on, and that's what they get in live versus an online.
And online, right.
I mean, though we can put videos on the online, they're not the same as
it's
you.
It's not the same as me standing there and explaining it to them the way they want to see it, you know, the way they want to understand it.
I mean, you know, we've had hundreds of classes.
Yes.
You know, hundreds of people come through classes. And I can tell you that whenever I teach an English class here in Orlando, I will always have people going over there in the corner and, you know, they're either on their phone texting
right.
or they're talking to somebody and it's not in a language that I understand because it's not English.
Well, yeah, because whenever we say, okay, let's say it's an English class, you're not going to get everybody who just speaks English. Most of these people are going to, any person are going to be the ones to speak two languages but understand one better than the other.
There's many bilingual people, and we're not talking just Hispanic.
No, there's many, many bilingual people. You can know English and French, English and Italian, English and Spanish. You know, it's just so many. So if they communicate better in that language, which is English, with your classes, they're going to probably try to find out what it means through their devices or, you know.
But isn't that, though, why we're doing what we're doing with you and the Spanish is so that whenever we do take those breaks, you're not like me.
Right.
Not wondering what they were actually communicating, what they, you know, I always kind of think, were they actually trying to figure out a shortcut?
Everybody wants to figure out a shortcut, but it could just be that they just didn't understand a certain terminology, they didn't understand a certain way you said it, and they're trying to find out, okay, well, I need to find this out before I actually go out and do what I've got to do, you know? So you're going to just have people that are going to come in, take your English class, and then try to find out what it was that you spoke about in another language, or take a Spanish class and then have me say it in English to them, because sometimes it does happen.
So what about when we get specific? You know, microfiber is one of the big things in our industry. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I just published just this morning our Understanding Microfiber course.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be putting that in Spanish here soon. But that's the thing. And you're talking about a very basic tool that we all use. What are you finding whenever you're having classes?
Well, they want to know, let's microfiber, for instance, you were just talking about. They want to know, like, if I'm going to use microfiber rags, they want to know what's the difference between a microfiber rag and a cotton rag. A microfiber mop with a double bucket system and a regular mop. And, you know, the one thing we have to tell them and explain to them before they even start using it is that the difference is a cotton mop absorbs. A microfiber mop is made out of plastic, so it doesn't absorb. It holds and releases.
So what we're saying is they can use interchangeably?
No. If it's made, let's just say a double bucket system would only work with a microfiber mop only because you have clean water and you have dirty water, and you want whatever you wiped up with the mop to go into the dirty water and then have fresh water, right, clean water to mop again. Now, if you don't tell them exactly how that works, they're going to use both sides. You know.
So will a cotton mop work in a double bucket system?
It would not. No. It's not. If you want to use one, I just wouldn't recommend it, only because the double bucket system, again, is so that we can use clean water when we're wiping the floor, dirty water to pick it up. You know, I have the dirty water for the dirt.
And that's the difference between education and training. You know, on-the-job training sometimes is just people picking up. We'll talk about that later, but I think that's a good point that you bring up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a part of whenever we're educating these people, we're actually at the Academy talking about best practice. Mm-hmm. So kind of tell the audience a little bit about the way we look at that.
Okay. Well, best practices is if we're going to train you, we're going to show you how to do it the right way from beginning to end. There's no shortcuts, because shortcuts are like the fallbacks.
Okay.
You know, that's and shortcuts are not. We don't teach shortcuts. We teach the whole system. Shortcuts are what you get when there's no instructor there. When you forget stuff and you try to figure it out, oh, this is a shortcut.
Oh, so whenever I forget, I go and ask Sally, and Sally gives me a shortcut.
Yeah, just do it this way instead of that way. But you just
she's not going to tell me the best practice.
Absolutely, she's not going to tell you the best practice. She's going to say, well, I do it this way, so just do it that way. It'll work.
So this is also what we're talking about today, and we're following up Don Tracy's little bit last week. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to say this, live show, and I probably did catch you off guard here. You know, you didn't ride in on a motorcycle or a sweeper today.
I don't ride motorcycles, but I can bring my car in and ride it with you if you want.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, we all come in a little differently. Anyway, Don was talking about the four different generations,
right,
and how to communicate. You know, today we're talking about communication between languages. So in both of these instances, if we don't communicate fully, then when we get to the how-to, it even gets further diluted.
Absolutely. You know, when we're up there and there are words on the board, you know, there's words on the screen and we've just got a PowerPoint or whatever, it's not just good to read off and just read it, because anybody can do that. You actually have to go in and explain exactly what's up there. Because if you don't, they're going to go on the floor and do the job training and do it all wrong.
So I'm thinking here, you know, you mentioned the Caribbean and South America and all the different nationalities,
yes,
that are coming in. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the fact that maybe it's best that they take an online version before they come to a live? Is that a good track?
No, I think the live version, because it's more understandable between student and teacher if you're face-to-face. You know, if it's a live version, that's what it is up there. You know what I'm saying? It's just, this is what it is, these other words, this is what he's talking about. In live classes where I'm going to give you a really brief example, is if I have somebody from Mexico, Puerto Rico, and El Salvador, they're going to have different words for the same thing. So we want to catch that.
So when in live instruction, you can do that?
You can do that, yes. Absolutely.
Well, I think you and Don and I kind of all agree. We still like live face-to-face.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing about it is is I know that what you're saying kind of caught me a little bit a couple of years ago when I was in San Diego.
Right.
I was teaching a class of about 32 people, and I found out there were 6 different dialects, and I could see people kind of grouped together in the second day because they were helping each other understand. And by the third day, we all got it, but I kind of really wonder how much they missed on the first day.
Yeah. Well, I get that at the front counter, actually. You know, here's an example. I just had this yesterday, actually, where I had a customer from England come in, and right behind him was another customer from Ireland. I know them both. I never had them together at the same time. And when one of them mentioned a mop one way, the other person was like, "What's that?" And I was like, "Well, this is a mop." He says, oh, we call that, I forgot the word, he used it. He says, "Where I come from, we call that a rag." They call that a rag.
Oh, they call a mop a rag.
Yeah, they called it a floor rag. That's what they call it, a floor rag. And I was like, oh.
Okay, so this is kind of why we've kind of developed an interactive kind of game. And I don't know that you've played it yet, but we've had some customers have played it. And this is so that we can interact with people without us being there
right
on all the time. It's called Scan Trivia from the Academy. And basically, you scan the QR code, you get on your mobile device, which we all are carrying around with us, and you can scan it. You can see different questions, mm-hmm. and you can kind of get a flavor for learning about cleaning knowledge. And we did this at ISSA a couple of weeks ago. It was very fun to do. We're going to have it at all our shows that we do throughout the rest of the year. I think you and I have talked several times about OJT.
Right, on-the-job training, yes.
And you watched one of the videos I did.
PB&J.
Yeah, kind of explain to the audience what you got out of that.
Well, the video was really interesting because it'll kind of give you an understanding of instructions, how-to's instructions, and how to do something, but the person explaining it should be explaining it thoroughly, not just giving you like do this, do that. Or an example, the PB&J video that you did, you got up, one of the audience members came up, and you say, okay, how do I fix a PB&J sandwich? And it was funny because he says, open up the bread, and you just
You gave it away.
That's all right. They'll see. They'll look at it anyways now. But it's just a way of making sure on-the-job training has to be thoroughly explained without shortcuts.
Well, and I think one of the things you see in the picture that we provided for you is you see the peanut butter, you see the jelly, and then you see the jar that says PB&J.
Yeah.
Now, the PB&J jar is representative of what people do all the time, and that's the shortcuts you keep mentioning.
Right. Absolutely.
So what we're teaching is the best practice of putting the components together in the right way to get the end result.
Absolutely.
There's always somebody going to pick up that jar and just slap it on and do it.
Yeah, I'm old school. There's only one kind of peanut butter that I like, and that's the nutty one. That doesn't come in the PB&J.
It doesn't come in the shortcut.
No, it doesn't. So I have to actually use both. So yeah.
Okay. So I mean, you know, this is a difference that we're talking about. You know, when we're talking at the Academy of best practices, taking all the components, mm-hmm. putting them together right. You know, we are all going to find that shortcut. It's like you said before, and our kids do it as well. They find the shortcut.
They find the shortcut.
But you don't instruct them, do you?
No, we don't. That's why I guess my kids avoid me at home, because they know that I don't have shortcuts. This is the way you got to do it so it can come out right. You know, so yeah.
So when you're an instructor like us, it doesn't matter who we're talking to. We're always instructing.
We're always instructing. Yeah, it's just a daily part of life now for us, Dave. That's all it is.
So any closing thoughts?
When educating as coaches, we have responsibility to communicate in terms of our students to understand not only the terminology of the words, but also the on-the-job training. We have to make sure they leave knowing there are no shortcuts, and leave knowing that this is the way the job has to be done in order to get it done right.
And so this is communicating in the best way.
Communicating in the best way possible. It doesn't matter how many dialects are in the room, different dialects there are in the room, but you have to find a common ground, which is pretty easy at the moment, because I've learned how to deal with it with all my students. You got to find a common ground to where everybody will understand what you're talking about, so they can actually say, I got it.
And it's a big job.
And it's a big job.
It's not as easy as you might think it is. We are trying our very best. We're going to be working on a number of things over the next few months so that we can really roll out a really robust program to address the issues that you have found and I've realized. You know, it's been great working with you for the last 10 months. I wonder what's going to happen in the next 10 years.
I'm excited because I know great things are going to happen in the next 10 years.
Cool.
I know we're going to have a lot more coming.
Well, you can see that we're getting it all together. We both got our Academy shirts on. We got our Academy cups. We're ready to go. We're going to have the classes ready. You can find all of our education on our website. That is academyofcleaning.com. We've got 5 campuses running now: Atlanta, Tampa, Lakeland, Kissimmee, Orlando. Angel works day in and day out at the Kissimmee store. He's here at Orlando whenever we need him, and we'll put him wherever we need to go.
Anywhere. I'm ready to go.
Okay, so as you can see, we've got our live classes. We've got our online. We even have our master certification coming up that's going to be on the cruise ship to the Bahamas. I will tell you that Angel is not going to probably be with me. But I'm not going to be teaching in Spanish, even though I'm going to be in the Bahamas. But maybe on the next cruise, we'll get you on that one, too.
Yeah.
All right. So like our social media pages. We've got them actually out there on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. You know all of them. Like those and share those pages as much as you can. Now, next Friday, Ken Waddell is going to be here talking about equipment and the new advances. You know, there's things like cordless, compact, certified units. We're going to talk about all of these, which bring a lot of versatility to the marketplace. Then you and I have got more things to instruct.
More to instruct.
All right. So that's our show this Friday. And so until next Friday, live right here, 1 p.m. from Orlando, I'm Dave Thompson. Keep your changing your future. Keep those changes healthy, positive, and proactive. And remember my mantra, I am a janitor, and I save lives. Thanks for watching.